Scott Lockwood, Kevin Bessler, and our friend Guy Fraker joining us in the studio. So, a very handsome book.
Well, thank you.
That you have here. A new one is out. Tell us about it. It's not only a book, but it's a like a guide.
It's a guide. Yeah, it's a guide to the circuit. You may remember I wrote a book called Lincoln's Ladder to the Presidency about the sites. And because it was an academic book, I was limited in the number of images, and I couldn't do directions. And people are constantly asking me, where is this spot or where is that spot when I do my speaking engagements. So I went back to SIU Press, and I said, how about doing a guidebook around the circuit? So it's the sites he visited and that are related to the law practice only, not his political appearances. But it's got the roads, the actual roads. So the reader with this book can actually go out on the Lincoln Roads and drive the Lincoln Roads. And it's I love the roads, and I'm glad to put them out there in this form.
So, and the book is full of images from the past?
Yeah, both. It's got 97 images. Chuck Watson, a lawyer from Springfield, took some of the current images, such places as Letcher Basin over in McLean in Woodford County, the hill at Atlanta, that beautiful moraine, Shelbyville Moraine, is pictured in there. There's a picture I took of the Panther Creek crossing that Lincoln used that's still there, the ford across Panther Creek, the largest tributary of the Mackinac. So it's got those, but then it's got mostly historic pictures of the various sites. A lot, several nice pictures of Bloomington. And when I did the other book, I had all these images that I'd sort of, quote, collected that I couldn't use. So this book gave me the opportunity to do this.
So Lincoln traveled, obviously, by horse.
Correct.
Was he on a horse? Did he travel in a carriage?
Good question. In the spring, you know the weather we usually have in the spring, and today is a good example of the weather we have in the fall. So in the spring, he often just rode a horse because the roads, which were, quote, roads only, yeah, really, they were just tracks in the mud sometimes. The roads were pretty tough, and a wagon couldn't do them. But then in the fall, when it's dry, the roads were okay, so he took a carriage.
So these roads that he would take, these trails that he would take, became roads,
right,
and highways, I'm assuming.
Not so much highways. That's what's the beauty of this thing, is the back.
County roads, maybe?
Yeah, county, okay, even township roads. There's one north of Carlock that has a Lincoln Circuit marker. There are markers put up in the early 20s of every place where near as they could get to where the road was that he crossed the county line. There's 19 of those out there. There's one north of Carlock. And so I've got the sites of those 19s with GPSs. That's the only time I use GPS in the book. But the roads, some of them, of course, are replacement roads, but some are the actual roads. And it's a great sense of Lincoln to be on a road. There's a gravel road between Danville and Urbana that Lincoln rode that very road. It's never been paved. And you get on that road, if he came riding along, honestly, you'd sort of nod and keep going. I mean, it's that authentic.
It's amazing what a rock star Abe Lincoln was. If they know everywhere he traveled. It's,
yeah.
Exactly. Oh,
he went through here.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how many counties did he cover in the
circuit? He covered. The circuit varied in size over the years. As population grew, the circuit, the number of counties shrunk. But at its peak was 47 to 53, and that's what I depict in this book. It was 14 counties, including McLean. Livingston County was in the circuit briefly, but not during this period. So that's why it's not in the book. Logan County was very important in the Lincoln story, and Logan's quite prominent in the book.
It's amazing that that it covered that much area when you're getting there on horseback.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it's really a wonderful story. These lawyers that rode with him were characters and the best, because Central Illinois is now the tail on the dog in our state. But back then, population was coming from the south, so Central Illinois was probably the most influential area of the state at that time. Chicago was not even it was there, but that was about it. So this period was really important, not just in the Lincoln history, but in the history of the state.
So give me name some towns that were on the circuit. Obviously,
okay. Well, he starts in Springfield, then he goes up to Metamora, which was the county seat of Woodford County till 96. Then we followed. That's part of the best part of this book is the trails are between Metamora. You've got two fords that he used, one on the Mackinac, one on Panther Creek, then to Bloomington, then from Bloomington to Lincoln, then from Lincoln to Clinton, from Clinton to Monticello, from Monticello to Urbana, Urbana to Danville, down to Paris, skipping over Coles County was never in, to Shelbyville, then up to Sullivan, then Sullivan to Decatur, then Decatur to Taylorville, which was the last stop and home.
How many
Four
miles?
Four to 500 miles.
How many miles did he have on that horse?
Yeah, a lot of Old Bob was the horse's name, so, and he must have been Old Bob. He survived Lincoln, by the way.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just find this amazing. So he travels to these towns to do some lawyering.
Right.
How much time would he spend before he moved on to the next town?
I mean, the court sessions were length dependent on the population. So, like Monticello was the smallest county in his county seat. That was about maybe 3 days there. But he never went home. He stayed out and worked the people in the towns building this network that ultimately put him in the White House. So that's the importance of the story. It's not only was he this lawyer. And a good lawyer, by the way. This wasn't a guy who was a politician that used law a little bit. It was just the opposite. But he would go and then build his network, not knowing exactly for what purpose, but was always networking in these towns over the weekends and in between court sessions. And then he would move on to the next town, the next town. And he would stay out the whole time, which very few lawyers did, but he did.
And where was he living?
He was living in Springfield.
Springfield.
The importance to us here in Bloomington is Springfield had all the agencies of state government, of course, the Supreme Court and so on and so forth, the first federal court in the state. But so Springfield had the institutions, but we had the people. There's very little support for Lincoln out of Springfield. For that's another whole story, and for what reasons, it's not clear to me. But the best support he had was here in Bloomington, led by David Davis, who was the circuit judge. But Leonard Sweddle, lawyer, Orm Evans. There was a guy here in town, I used to know, Orm Evans, whose ancestor was William Orm, that married the sheriff's daughter, who was a McCullough, beautiful woman named McCullough. And those, all these people were the supporters that got him in the White House.
Yeah, because he's well-known around here, but yeah, it's a big country.
Yeah, not nationally. Not at all.
So what makes – there are more books written on Abe Lincoln probably than any other president. Am I right?
No doubt. Oh, no doubt.
So what is the – why is that? Why are we intrigued with Abraham Lincoln?
I think it's two things. One is the rags-to-riches story. It's the classic. This kid from the woods of Kentucky ends up being this brilliant constitutional lawyer that saved our nation. So it's more than merely just a great president. He's an amazing guy. But – The other thing is the Civil War is the most traumatic story in our history. Not only was the country as a unit threatened, but the institution of democracy was threatened. Lincoln, with his persistence, enduring all that death and carnage, got us through that crisis. I think that's the reason.
So with all.
So this book about it then is about the circuit, because that's where he was shaped and that's where his relationships came from. And one of the interesting things in the book, as you go through the book, it's site after site after site after site. It would be the most boring book to look at, but Julie Durden, the librarian, children's librarian out at ISU, came up with the idea of doing icons for four different classifications of sites. And those icons really make the book more interesting to look at. And SIU Press did a fabulous job of design and layout for this book. I'm just really proud of what an attractive book it is.
It is. It looks very nice. And, you know, Amiga, it's got a lot of pictures.
It does. It's a picture book. Exactly.
I like pictures and really big print. Images of the 8th Judicial Circuit. Now, you're going to be speaking.
That's a program, right. And I'm giving that program at the History Museum on the 24th.
The name of the book, Looking for Lincoln in Illinois, A Guide to Lincoln's 8th Judicial Circuit. So October 24th, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and they'll have the book there. She told me yesterday they ordered 100 copies of the book, which is great.
All right.
So hope folks will show. It's the slide
at the
presentation.
Museum.
Yeah, at the museum. Okay. I've got these 50 images from the book are what this program is.
All right. Now, if people can't make it October 24th at 7 o'clock at the McLean County Museum of History, second floor, where can they get a copy?
They're going to have it. Amazon, I went out, Barnes & Noble, I went out there a couple days ago, and they hadn't been notified about the book, but they said they'd order some, so they should have some very soon. History Museum will have them in the gift shop.
Right, Route 66 and, gift shop, too.
And then I'm sure it'll be on Amazon. The last book has been and continues to be. It's still selling. It's in the third printing. So.
Really?
Yeah, so it's great.
Because the first two smeared the ink?
Yeah, that's right.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Yeah, that's Lincoln's ladder to the presidency. So, well, I've asked you before, but I'll ask you again. Why are you so into Abe Lincoln? I imagine just because he was here a
while. Well, yeah, and I grew up in New York, but we would come back in the summers to visit, and my grandmother's twin sister, Aunt Lola, to whom my first book is dedicated, took me to New Salem when I was 10 years old, and that hooked me on it and on Lincoln, and it's been a sort of a lifetime interest, which I never dreamed about him being a Lincoln author. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a great time with it. So, yeah, things are good.
All right. Well, good luck with this one. Hopefully it'll have several printings. I imagine, you know, people are so intrigued with Route 66 from all over the world. They come out and they travel Route 66. It'd be great to get these people, get copies of this book in their hands that are really interested in Lincoln and taking the roads that
he
took.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping
for. Visiting
the
cities that
he's spoken already in Chicago about it, and I thought there'd be no interest in this book to ride back roads in central Illinois from people in Chicago. But they just – I sold like – this was a literary club with about 50 people there, many of whom were couples, and I sold out. I had 20 books I sold. So people in Chicago seem interested in the story. I think it's good for tourism, all that stuff.
I think it's great. You know, the next step, you get some kind of app on the phone and give you directions and follow the follow the path that Lincoln took on the circuit.
High tech is my long suit, so I appreciate that idea.
Well, yeah, yeah. Somebody will do it for you.
Yeah.
All right, good seeing you. Good luck with the book. It's again, the name of the book is Looking for Lincoln in Illinois, A Guide to Lincoln's 8th Judicial Circuit. Guy, you're going to be at the McLean County Museum of History on the 24th. That's next Tuesday. Second floor there, Governor Pfeiffer courtroom.
That's right. Hey, thanks for the time of having
me on. Always glad to help you.
Thanks.
Good luck with the book here.